Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello, everybody. Episode 332 of The Scope Program, Part 2. Part 2 of the Scoper Bowl of SNL. Sure. I don't know. Scope Madness. I'm throwing all of our stuff together. Yeah, our last episode, we went through a very rigorous investigation of the top 12 men of all time of Saturday Night Live.
Just not top 12 men.
That's actually could be a great show. We just list the top 12 men of all time. I have a hunch David Spade would make that list too. 1-800-COLLECT. You know what he goes? Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, bop, beep. Classic commercial. You remember that?
Of course. I mean, it had beef with 1-800-CALL-ATT back in the collect call wars of 98 or whatever. Very weird.
Well, this time around, we will be visiting the top 12 women of Saturday Night Live. Historical investigation, if you will. I'm excited.
Maybe Chris Farley will make this list.
Yeah, maybe Chris Farley will be on there. Maybe he did dress up as a woman a lot, so maybe that helps. Gap Girls, again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a call out to that. You guys, I wanted to keep it all SNL, but... Mm-hmm. I need you to be patient with me because I want to do a quick scope dope or scope nope Saturday Night Live edition.
Wow.
I'm going to show you guys something that I found at the store yesterday, and I have to try it in front of you for the first time. Coca-Cola orange cream soda. Oh,
yeah, I saw a 12-pack of this. Like, it's
have you tried it?
I have not. It's not even a special thing. It just is.
I think it's a new flavor. Yeah. Orange, vanilla flavored. It's hot. It's in stores. It comes from 100% recycled bottle. May I sample it in front of you guys?
I would love it. I want to get this real bad.
Okay, I'm going to open it up. This is fully sugared.
Fully sugared.
Yeah, I didn't even see. There must be Diet Coke version, but I didn't even see a Diet Coke
version. Your boy RFK may soon be removing high fructose corn syrup from it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I said corn syrup, but.
Why did you say my boy? My boy.
He's gonna.
You're a big RFK. You're an RFK Jr. stan.
I am a huge fan.
Drinking those.
Okay, so quick nose check, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It absolutely smells like an orange dreamsicle. Perfect. Like it smells like that with a little bit of cola in it. So I'm actually kind of excited to try this because it's reflecting the reality. Everyone
if
knows.
You'd like,
go ahead.
If you'd
Jared.
Like, I can go grab the sodas that I didn't have for the Christmas episode because I found them in my fridge, and I can join you in a scope dope taste test.
Run and get them now. Get one.
No.
Are we ready? Okay, I'm gonna have a sip.
Go for it.
I have the well we're waiting gif running in my mind right now. So we stare at Shane's face. He's not getting an orange cream out of the taste.
How is it on the palate?
I will tell you guys that it is exactly as advertised. It's not like one of those weird Coke creations, you know, where it's like, hey, we're drinking love today. And then it just tastes like flat Coke with a hint of peach. This tastes like Coca-Cola filled with orange cream. Probably the best specialty Coke flavor I've had since we started doing this.
Nice. I'm excited. I got to get some.
Yeah. I don't know if it replaces it will never replace, let's be honest, my love of straight up cherry Coke, but I give it a scope dope. I probably would drink this again.
Whoa.
Yeah. Scope dope.
Yeah. That was worth it. That was worth it to break in.
All right.
Go out and get this, guys. I want to hear what you think of it. Coke, orange cream, soda. Give it a try. Boom. Roasted.
I feel roasted. I mean, if I'm being honest.
Thank you for allowing me that segue. I got nothing else to say except I'm really excited to talk about the powerful comedic forces of the female persuasion for SNL. We've got 12 we got to list off. So why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break. Mm-hmm. We'll let Jared do his thing. We'll come back with episode 332 and a lot more Saturday Night Live fun right after this.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, let's not just pot that down. Get right to business, folks. It is our pledge drive season. That means you need to head over to patreon.com/thescopeshow and you need to pledge as much as you can, but it can be as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a monthly cap, but you know what? No cap. We're not doing that anymore. You're going to pledge as much as we want. So that means at least $1 an episode, but maybe more if you're nice. Get nice. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the money you give us helps pay for apps like that, so we can get the ham horn going here on the show. What do we got going there?
Movie horn.
All right. Well, now you're kind of bringing the energy down a little bit, Shane. So I'm gonna bring it back up, hype. Yo, do you want to finish it off here? What do they do? What do the people do? Look, we're giving this stuff away for free. Honestly, you can give us a little bit of money. All right, patreon.com/thescopeshow for all of the details. Head on over now. Come on, dance with me.
You just cannot help but move when you hear that theme.
Yeah, it's grooving.
Scope, episode 332, 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. People are asking, why are you so late? We're not late to the party, guys. We are the party.
The 50th season isn't over yet.
We are the party. People have been waiting for this for years. What do Jared, Adam, and Shane have to say about the top cast members of all time? So we give the people what we want this time around. Top 12 females. It was top males before. Adam started it off, as you recall. This time around, Jared, you get the lead-off spot in our quest to build the perfect Saturday Night Live cast. Give me your top woman of all time. Or maybe you could go crazy and... pick something totally off the wall.
Hold on, operating the ones and twos here. All right, so I'm leading it off, huh?
You get to lead it
off,
my friend.
Leading it off. So I've got a list. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Like, my top four, I could put any one of them in number one. And as I established in the last episode, I rely heavily on not only eras that I... watched an awful lot and I'm very, very familiar with, but also people who tend to feature more character work, right? I want deep characters. I want crazy characters. I want off-the-wall characters. I want characters that are memorable. I want characters that recur. I want people who have who just go all out and are in the moment and deliver week in and week out. And I think my number one pick is going to be Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig is my number one pick. I mean, how many characters has she done? At least one.
All of them. She's done all of them.
I mean, probably best known as the Target Lady. Also has that recurring one of the sisters in the Lawrence Welk sketch, which was just redone or revisited again on the SNL 50
Dunice.
Episode.
Dunice.
Is that her name? With the tiny hands and the weird hairline. Why am I blanking on the rest of her characters?
Gilly.
Yeah, Dunice. Gilly.
Did I do that? She did the what's her name? The one-upper?
Yes.
I love that character. I love her so,
so
much.
So many characters, just delivers in every sketch she's in. A ton of notable Weekend Update appearances, which factors very heavily in my my rubric, as it were. I like, well, like Adam said, like Weekend Update is probably one of the best features on the show, and it's, you know, clearly been there from the jump. So I think you can probably. Look at a cast member's appearances on Weekend Update as a good barometer for how well they how good they are on the show and how well we should regard them. So for that reason, Kristen Rigg. Wig?
Rigg? I love Wig. Kristen Rigg.
Two eyes in the wig. She's like a wee before wee was cool. Kristen Wigg.
Well, fantastic. Guess what, everybody? Kristen
I
Wigg.
I did cocaine.
I did that. Well, Kristen Wigg, by the way, 2005 to 2012. So she had a very good run.
Yes.
Are you going second? I'm going second. Adam is going to be the person that wraps it up. So God knows what we're going to get. But I am starting with Legacy, baby.
Legacy.
I'm going all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, no.
She was on from 75 to 80. I'm talking about Gilda Radner. She was the first fearless and archetype for what we consider successful Saturday Night Live performers. She did a fantastic imitation of Barbara Walters, Rosanna Dana. The list goes on. The crazy girl scout that runs into the wall. She was the teenager with Bill Murray as Todd. Just in terms of that original cast, I think that she was the standout. She was the unique diamond that could still exist in casts of today if she were still alive. I feel so strongly about this pick that she absolutely has to get the kudos, and she has to be mentioned early. Gilda Radner with a bullet. If you don't like it, F off. That's what I say. Adam,
I might be in the F off camp. I was never a big Gilda Radner person. Like, I don't know. I've tried to watch. Not that she's bad or anything, but just not my cup of tea, I guess.
You got to look at comedy through the lens of the time.
Look at comedy through what resonates with me. And her work, I respect it, but it's not for me.
That's fair.
But that's fine. You can have your list.
I don't think
anyone's going to yell at us for having Gilda Radner on the list.
If they did, they are assholes. That's what I would say. Well, Adam,
Jared,
over to you.
I also did not maybe appreciate Gilda Radner's comedy, but what I did appreciate is Gilda Radner adjacency, because she was married to Gene Wilder.
We've gotten adjacency.
And Emma Stone did her on the 40th anniversary. Emma Stone, you might not know her. She is the one that wore the popcorn dress to the 50th.
Okay.
She had popcorn in her
giant
her pockets. Yep.
Yeah. So it's to me. So what have we done?
It's to you.
I have to cross people off my list here that we've already done. Okay. Kristen Wigg. Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, there's some heavy hitters left.
Which weird one do I? Okay, we'll do the weird ones next, maybe. I'm going to go this is an easy one. So I'm going to go with Amy Poehler.
Okay.
I could pick Amy Poehler because of one character alone, Caitlin. Caitlin is...
Could not agree more. That is maybe my favorite character of hers.
It's like Rick, very reminiscent Rick, of Rick. The... yeah, Horatio Sands callback. Great.
Right, yeah. She's got a Shrek 4 sleeping bag. It's a sleeping bag from the future.
On Conan, she would play... Andy's sister, and she had a huge crush on Conan, and she would be in the crowd sometimes before she was on SNL. So like a very, you know, similar, like hyper, preteen sort of character. Caitlin. I bet the best of Amy Poehler is a good DVD or whatever it is.
Hillary Clinton.
Update. Hillary Clinton, Dakota Fanning.
Yes.
Definitely one of the Bush twins. Her and Tina Fey, I think, were the Bush twins. Bronx Beat, I guess. Right? There's probably some good Bronx Beat stuff. But yes, the rapping on the Weekend Update raps were also really good.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just... a big fan.
Cannot complain about that pick. Jared, your second pick.
We're already to me again, huh?
Mm-hmm. We're moving, baby.
We're moving along here. You know what? I view this pick as sort of the heir to the legacy of Kristen Wigg. I think they were they they crossed over briefly, but once Kristen Wiig left, this performer really sort of took the reins of the, you know, deep character work. And of course, I'm talking about Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon is might be top five, period. Much less top five women for me. Just incredible character work. Revisited the I don't remember their names ever, but the alien abduction sketch in the SNL 50. What else? Help me out, Shane. You're an encyclopedia of this stuff.
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudolph Giuliani. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yeah. Just so many whack dudes that I could not name.
She was Kellyanne Conway, right? For
Kellyanne. Yeah. She was the crazed that Russian lady who would talk about how hard life was in Russia. Like, was her name like Natalia?
Oh, right. Yep.
One of my all time favorite bits of hers. Do you remember? you remember that incident where there was that picture of Jesus, and then it got ruined, and so the woman repainted it. She played the woman that repainted it, which I love that sketch. It's just so funny.
The thing I like about her character work is like, they didn't always get the biggest laughs, but she's just so crazed and so committed to the characters that you couldn't help but just respect it. And I laughed probably more than most people would, but I just anyone who just throws themselves into a character so deeply and so committedly, I'm here for it. So for that reason, Kate McKinnon's on the list.
Kate McKinnon is, you know, when you talk about best of all time, she is in the conversation with Kristen Wiig, who, in my opinion, is the best female to ever be on the show. But Kate is right there with her. So I couldn't agree with you more, Jared. It is my turn to shine, and I'm going with a pick that you guys are going to agree with, so just calm down, everybody. She was on the show from 2000 to 2007. Of course, I am talking about Maya Rudolph. She is a threat among threats. She can sing. She can dance. She can be funny. She does a great Beyoncé. She does a great, Versace, Get Out. She is hilarious and could be on that cast today. She did a pretty respectable Vice President Harris. Mm-hmm. She is a part of that Amy Poehler time period. She was with Kristen Wiig as well, and she held her own in every sketch that you could imagine, where she was playing opposite some of those all-time players as well. Maya Rudolph again with a bullet, 2000 to 2007, seven great years, and she pops up a lot on that show. So yep. I'm happy
on my list as well. Cannot quibble with that pick at all.
Thank you very much, Adam. It's back to you, my friend. It's
David Spade in the wig. I know it.
Yeah.
I don't think you would call Molly Shannon that. So I'm picking Molly Shannon. I think Molly Shannon is probably a actress who I appreciate more now than maybe I did at the time.
Yeah.
But like, I'm pretty sure I didn't think Mary Catherine Gallagher was funny when it was new.
Yeah.
But especially in the 50th, they showed, you know, a bunch of like physical comedy stuff, and it's very impressive.
She put her body on the line, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, for that alone is, you know, she's like doing Farley work, but she weighs 200 pounds less than him. So,
yes. But, you know, so there's stuff like Sally O'Malley, which is just weird, but like very funny.
And people of a certain age look forward to and maybe are scared of getting to quote. Sally O'Malley.
We're living that life now.
There's like a horniness to her characters that's like, you know, always just kind of funny. Like, I don't know if you got to the part yet, Jared, in the 50th, but there's a very aggressive grind on Bad Bunny.
That's right. That is wow. Totally it, right. It is. I totally forgot about that.
Oh man, it's intense. That's great. Yeah.
It sort of like corresponds with her sweetness, you know, there's a sweetness to Molly Shannon, but yet there's a devilish look in her eye yeah. where she can just turn that corner into something strange and weird and delightful.
Yeah. And it's like, I think at the time, like her and Anna Gasteyer, like they kind of like overlap their, mm-hmm. I don't know, their characters, their person. They seem like there's too much overlap there. But they definitely like had like, so like they did Sweaty Balls together. I can't remember. Like, yeah, I've definitely appreciated her more, in, you know, since rewatching all of them. I don't know if you guys watch, there's a thing on Peacock where you can just kind of like turn on the SNL channel and it's just like not episodes, but it's just like unstructured bits. And cool. It's one of the best things I've ever seen in an app before. And anytime one of hers comes on, I'm like, this is hitting. Yeah. So it's, yeah, big fan.
Good pick, Adam. Well, Jared, we're down to your third pick.
My third pick. I think with this pick, you're gonna realize I kind of have a type, and that type might be the blonde who does extreme character work. And I'm actually pulling from the current cast. This person is in the current cast, and I'm going with Heidi Gardner. One of my favorite, again, just commits to the characters, has been on, what, 8 seasons now, which seems hard to believe.
Yeah,
but,
doesn't seem.
Kind of the heir to Kate McKinnon, who was the heir to mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig, in that sort of mold of the person who just is crazy whacked out characters but fully committed to it. I for whatever reason really like the character Angel, every boxer's girlfriend, comes up on Weekend Update. He hasn't done it in a while, but I just love that character for whatever reason. You have Bailey Gismert is her name, yeah. The teen film critic, who was always embarrassed to talk to Michael Che.
The way she acts, Jared, we compare her to my daughter at 15, yeah. And Audrey sort of looks like Heidi a little bit too, so
a little bit. But I mean, she's sort of become kind of one of those great utility players who just kind of shows up most weeks in several sketches. She's part of the current recurring bit of the singers at the wedding reception, mm-hmm. Part of that group that sings popular songs off key, and then Domingo shows up. I don't know. I look forward to her appearances every week. And for that reason, she's on my list.
Great pick. So I could go old, I could go new. And I think that I'm going to go new on this one. Mm-hmm. She was a cast member from 2012 to 2022. She even did Weekend Update for a year. I'm talking about Cecily Strong. I find her as another person in the recent lexicon or of the cast who goes all out, great utility player, great characters on Weekend Update. And she always makes me laugh, especially when she's trying to hold it together. She actually plays the mother on the brother sketch, which is one of my favorite sketches of all time with Kyle Mooney and Liev Schreiber. And Cecily, not known for cracking up, was just doing her best to hold it together. And just that sketch alone gives her a couple extra points in my book. She's also a fantastic singer. She brings that to the show. And I was truly sad when she left. I was hoping that she would go on a little bit longer. She didn't. But we'll always have her in reruns, I guess. So Cecily Strong, 2012, 2022. Adam, mm-hmm. Your third pick, go.
Okay. This is my third. I have two picks left.
Hear me out. It's never good when it starts that way.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that the three that I have left are all going to be ones that you guys would disagree with. I'm just trying to figure out which is the least weird one. Okay. You guys aren't, neither of you are picking Vanessa Bayer, right?
No, but I love Vanessa. Are you picking her?
No, I don't know. I mean, so I would only be picking her for her Jacob, the bar mitzvah boy character.
What about her? What about Weekend Weather when she literally had one of her best characters 2 weeks before she was going to leave the show, where she was the weather person on Weekend Update?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna go with Adi Bryant.
Oh, that's a great pick.
I guess she's not on the cast anymore, right? But very, very recent. Mm-hmm. There is, I don't know what about her that's just always. I find her very funny.
And she played really well against Kate McKinnon.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, and it's like she always. I guess there's like this is a Molly Shannon-ness. There's like kind of a horniness in all of her stuff too, right? Mm-hmm. There's like she did a rap with Cardi B. That I remember being really funny. Yeah. There's like a bachelorette party where she's like
what was it, like Back Home Ballers? That was a great sketch a great musical thing.
And it's like, I guess Jared talked about having a type earlier. There's a slumber party one where she's like, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like supposed to be, I don't know, 10 or something, and keeps on hitting on like the dad there.
Yeah. Creepy.
And you can tell, I don't know if she's the one writing all the sketches, but like, I feel like there's a running gag of like her writing the hot, guest into her sketches, and like they, you know, have to like make out with her or whatever. I don't know. I just always found her, especially her pre-tape stuff. She just had like the Cardi B, rap, and there's a bunch of other ones where they weren't Lonely Island or Please Do Not Destroy bits, but they were still really, really fun.
Great pick, Adam.
Yes, thank you. There is a Bo and Yang appearance, because the two of them have that weird update bit where like they're like trend forecast the trend.
Oh, you know? Yes, yeah.
And it's like,
what is their catchphrase? Is it like, shut the door, bitch, or something? Like, go to bed, bitch.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know why that bit was funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
But it was.
What's in navel oranges? I can see your belly button. Go to bed, bitch. Oh, Jared, you froze.
I didn't freeze. I'm right here.
So I don't want you to go to bed, bitch. I want you to give me your last pick for your top 12 females of all time, SNL.
Is it really my last pick?
This is your last pick, my friend.
Okay, so I'm looking at my list.
Mm-hmm. Are you checking it twice?
I've got one name on the list that has not been claimed, and I'm trying to decide if I want to commit to this person. And I feel like I do.
Okay.
This one might be a little bit unexpected.
Okay.
This one is also from the current cast.
Oh, I know who this is.
The current cast features a lot of strong women. You know who this is?
You better not be stealing my pick.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Sarah Sherman.
Oh, no. Oh,
whoa.
Sarah Sherman is my pick, my fourth pick on the list. And again, it comes down to character work. A lot of great characters, commits to the bit, and these are like off the wall. And she's doing a lot of like crossplay, I guess you'd call it. You know, doing like a Chuck Schumer and recently Matt Gaetz, Bernie Sanders, Nancy Grace. One of my most favorite recent appearances is when she showed up as the original Nosferatu for whatever reason. It's just hilarious. Like doing the full Nosferatu makeup, just made me laugh really, really hard. I really like when she's on, and trying to get, Colin Jost to sexually harass her. I just think that bit is hilarious.
Yeah,
exactly. I just really appreciate her commitment to her characters, and I think she's a little bit of an oddball, and I appreciate that. So Sarah Sherman goes on my list.
Jared. Great pick. Just
are you angry? I
am so angry because I wanted to talk about meatballs.
Oh yes.
I mean, you can talk about her too. It's fine.
Yeah, she's been. I knew of her before the show when she had you know a YouTube channel. Okay. That I would see people post videos from here and there. I dig her. She broke on the 50th. Mulaney commented on her really great Michael Bloomberg impression. And anytime someone breaks, I just I'm more fond of them for whatever dumb reason. Yeah, very impressed.
All right. Well, I guess I get my last pick. I'm going to go a little bit into the past on this. And I'm going to pick someone out of that Molly Shannon era.
I'm going to be lots to pick from.
I'm going to pick Sherry O'Terry.
Interesting.
She known for her Ariana, the Spartan cheerleader, and also really known for her Barbara Walters. I think that was one bit that I absolutely loved. She did Nadine, who was the who always would tell everybody to simmer down. And then she also did a lot of work where she played some sort of coked up, drug addled, sexually crazy person. You know, the thing about her that I like more than anything is her ability and desire to go there. Just like a lot of these other character actresses we've talked about as we've gone through this list. She shined with Will Ferrell in the number of sketches that they did together. And I'm always going to give respect to that. So thinking about her work from, what was it, 2000? 95 to 2000. So coming out of some pretty peak years for SNLs, and I think she held her own. So Sherry O'Terry for me, my last pick.
Comes from the era that I didn't watch as frequently, so I don't have as much affinity for it.
Andra, so that's all right.
Can't be mad.
Adam?
Yeah.
Finish us off.
Who's it going to be?
Who is it going to be?
I am between two, okay. And I'm having a hard time, a genuinely hard time picking between them. But I'm going to go with Anna Gasteyer.
Okay.
But I do want to give a shout out to Rachel Dratch because Wake Up Wakefield was, I think cast members playing kids is just something that, triggers something in me because it's just a really good reoccurring bit where they're doing like the morning announcements at like a middle school or something. But I think I'd only be picking her for that. So that's probably not what I want to do. So I'm going to go with Anna Gasteyer. I think mostly for her impressions, maybe more than anything else. So Martha Stewart, right, is like the most, kind of thought of one. There's one where she like is doing a thing and then she's like naked at the end and like just shaking around.
Yeah, it was Martha Stewart. Was it like a Thanksgiving, her Thanksgiving special or something like that, or Christmas special? That was a great one.
So she's also one of the NPR ladies with Molly Shannon. But there was like a reoccurring Celine Dion.
Her Celine Dion was inspired.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the weird like wedding singer thing that she did with.
Was that with Maya Rudolph, the Gemini twin?
There was that one too. But also there was the Will Ferrell one where he's like bald. And
that's the high school Bobby Moenkulp. Yes, the operatic voiced high school music teacher. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I don't have a ton to say. I do remember I did look Gemini's twin. She's one of the Gemini's twin of Gemini's twin. Remember her, I don't know, fondly from. So
She played a character, a politically correct Lilith Fair singer named Cinder Calhoun. I wonder if she's related to Tim Calhoun in some way.
I just looked at her. I don't think so. But
Well, I think we've got a pretty fantastic list here. Let me recap for everyone. We started off with Kristen Wiig, which I feel like she is. Can we agree? Best of all time female.
I mean, you can argue it, but she's definitely top three, probably.
Maybe, you know, I don't know. I think there's an argument to be made she might be best SNL player ever, but that's just my thought. Gilda Radner. We know what you guys think of that. Amy Poehler, Kate McKinnon, Maya Rudolph, Molly Shannon, Heidi Gardner, Cecily Strong, Adi Bryant, Sarah Sherman, Sherry O'Terry, and Anna Gasteyer. Not a bad selection of funny people. And I feel like the theme mostly on this is people that are dedicated to the craft and dedicated to going all the way and not being scared to push the comedy to the limits, which is always fun to see. So I think we've got a pretty damn good list going between that and Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, Eddie Murphy, David Spade, Andy Samberg, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, Keenan, Will Forte, Bill Hader, and Bill Murray. I think that that's a pretty solid representation. I guess that only leaves us to take on Weekend Update in the next show. So let's wrap this one up. We'll play some music. Jared will take us out. We'll call it a night. Back with more after this.
You're listening to The Scope.
I remembered this time. Right into it. All right, folks. Well, it's the end of the show, and that's where we reach out to you and touch you. Touch you in your souls. Not physically, because that would be illegal, but maybe in your hearts and minds we can touch you. And maybe we did this episode where we discussed our top 12 women from the pantheon of SNL featured players. Now, you may disagree, and you're free to do that for now. And if you do disagree, or if you do agree, reach out to us. Emails, comments at thescopeshow.com, or the voicemail line, 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Let us know who your top list of women performers from the history of SNL are. Do you agree with us? Do you not disagree with us? Are you mad that Jan Hooks didn't get mentioned? Are you irate that Victoria Jackson wasn't number one?
Jan Hooks is on my list, Jared.
She was in my honorable mention section. Mm-hmm. Ready to be pressed into service if the need came, but it did not. Victoria Jackson, famously always playing Victoria Jackson.
Mm-hmm. She did a good Roseanne.
I guess. Anyway, she's wackadoo now. Who cares? Call the voicemail line.
No points for wackadoo, Jared.
612-21-SCOPE. Also, you can watch these videos on our YouTube channel. That is youtube.com/thescopeshow. And if you want to support the show, as I mentioned earlier, it is pledge drive season, whatever that means. We're not giving away tote bags. We're giving away our content to you. And you can help support that. Patreon.com/thescopeshow for all the details. Shane, back to you.
That's a fantastic read, Jared. Fantastic. Man, we are really, really covering a lot of SNL action, and we've got one more show left. This time it's Weekend Update. So this is what I want everybody to do. Mm-hmm. Reflect on what we talked about last show, reflect on this show, and come prepared to reflect on the best of the Weekend Update SNL players. Because that's what we're going to do for you. Because we care that much. So, Jared, play some music to wrap it up. Here it comes. Beautiful. So, for Jared, Adam, I am Shane. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll be back soon with more Scope. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, ciao! Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.